Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Ronald. How may I assist you?
Yes, this is June McCorkle. I ordered some eye serum and face cream. What I did, I saw it on my email, and all it said was a free sample, just pay shipping. Well, I did that, and now I have been charged $91.91 twice. I guess one for the cream and one for the eye serum. Can you tell me why? I need a refund on this because I did not place that order.
Oh, okay. Can I have the zip code, please?
37921.
Thank you. First and last name?
June, J-U-N-E, excuse me, McCorkle, M-C, capital C-O-R-K-L-E.
Thank you. And would you mind verifying your shipping address for me?
2411 Maple Crest Lane, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37921.
Thank you. Now, this is here on the 26th of February, where you purchase our Evair face cream and also eye serum, two of our facial products that helps reduce fine lines and also wrinkles.
I'm sorry, you're going to have to speak a little bit louder and slower. Hello?
You purchase our Evair face cream and also eye serum now.
Yes, I just ordered a sample that was free, and all I had to do is pay the $6 and something for shipping. It did not say anything about charging my account $90-some dollars twice.
Okay, so on the 26th of February when you purchased the product, ma'am, the product was free on a trial. You only paid the shipping and handling on $6.70 and also $7.45.
Right.
And since you didn't get in contact with the company before the trial ended, we went ahead and we billed to the retail prices for the product that you have, ma'am.
It did not say anything about that.
Yes, ma'am. It was on the web page before purchasing the product and also in the terms and conditions.
I do want a refund.
Well, ma'am, that charge is valid because that's the retail prices for the product that you have. Now, would you be interested in a 35% discount towards future products?
Sir, I want a refund.
Well, ma'am, once again, that charge is valid.
I did not authorize. Will you listen to me? I did not authorize. All it said was a free sample. All I had to do is pay the shipping charges. That's what I did. I did not say anything about ordering or paying for the cream that much. It was just a sample.
Well, ma'am, that charge is valid once again because that's the retail price for the product that you have. And that charge is valid because...
You did not say it was a retail price.
Yes, ma'am, I did. I said on the 26th of February when you purchased the product was free on a trial. You only paid the shipping and handling price of $7.45 and $6.70.
It just said a free sample. It said free. All you do is pay $6.
And since you didn't get in contact with the company before that trial ended, ma'am, we went ahead and we billed you the retail price for the product that you have. So that charge is valid now.
I will file this in court. And I will file it with the Better Business Bureau. And I want a refund. And this has been recorded. It is not valid.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
No, sir, it isn't.
Okay.
If this is the way you do business, then you are doing fraud. So I want a refund. If not, I will file. I'll file with my bank. I will file with Better Business Bureau. I will file anywhere I can to get this eliminated.
Okay.
Are you going to give me my refund?
No, ma'am. That charge is valid.
Okay. Thank you very much. I will file all I can, and you will be out of business before too long because you are being in fraud.